The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
The other things that you said is what makes it really intriguing. And we get to dig deep into this one, Kelly. And so I've talked with friends and families, they have no interest in network marketing. So first of all, most people don't have interest in network marketing. And by the way, Kelly, I like your question. I appreciate you being honest with us here. And so you'll be our first. Kelly Gerhardt gets fitted dollars. There you go. Nice. And so first of all, most people aren't interested in network marketing. Right. Hey, are you interested in network marketing? No, I'm good. But what might they be interested in? Making money, solving a problem, attaining a desire. So network marketing is what it is. Okay. People are always interested in what it does. So what does network marketing do? Allows them to make extra money from home, allows them to make extra money from social media, allows them to utilize a product that may help their aching back, their sleepless nights, their, you know, split ends hair, their uncreamy skin, their unglittery hair, whatever, right? And so most people aren't interested in network marketing, but they're very much interested in the benefits that you can get from network marketing. And so there's not too many people that you say, hey, if I could show you a way to make extra money from home using social media without interrupting what you're doing, would you be open to that? There's not too many people say, nah, I'm good, bro. I'm good. Got plenty of money, man. Most people aren't in that situation, especially right now. Like there's so many different WMDs being launched right now, weapons of mass distraction, that it's distracting us from the millions of people that lost jobs. Okay, there's still millions of people that lost jobs during the quarantine, the pandemic and all that, right? And so there's not too many people that don't want the benefits of, you mean I get to stay at home, I work it as often as I would like or as little as I would like and I can make extra money? That's pretty sweet. That's a lot easier and safer than Uber right now at least, right? So that I just want to point that out. Most people, you know, if I think of all the people I ever recruited, I can really only think of one person that was genuinely interested in network marketing. The rest were interested in the benefits. The rest were interested in actual making money, creating residual income, you know, that sort of stuff. So just to help you out. Now, I'm finding customers, but not finding business builders. So let's break that down too. Okay. So what I would highly suggest is keep getting customers. That's a good idea. Keep rocking that out. But let me also add that I would never, ever, 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 ever bring in a customer without making them aware, without any kind of addiction to whether they did it or not. But I would never bring them in without making them aware that there was a way to make money. Okay, so right now, I still believe that making money from home is the hottest product right now, and that more people are interested in that than arthritis cream or anything else. And so what I want to avoid is I don't want to bring in a customer, and then next week, I see them promoting some other network marketing company, and I say, hey, what's up? They're like, what do you mean? Well, you know, you could have been promoting our thing. Oh, you can make money with your thing, right? So I want to make sure they're aware. Now, if they don't want to do it, totally cool, but I would always make them aware. And that's something I find that some people, they'll bring in customers and they're just too scared to bring up the business. I would make sure I at least make them aware. And here's how I would do it, something like this. Hey, you know that product that you get from me? You know, I didn't mention it, but you actually can make extra money by telling people about it. I don't know if that interests you or not. If it does, then awesome. And you know, if it doesn't, then totally cool. I love you either way. But I want to at least make you aware of it. If you ever need a little bit extra scratch, a little bit extra lettuce, then I can share with you, you know, how to do that. It's you know, it's fairly simple. But let me know. Either way, totally cool. Love you. Okay. Now, this last one. See, there's so much juice, Kelly, in your question here. So much juice. And there's so many people that struggle with all of these things right here. All of these things. Since I don't have any large checks or anything, people say they just want to watch and see how I do. So two things there. One, let's analyze the last part. People just say they want to watch and see how I do. That's more of an energetic thing on you. That's more of if you timidly approach people. Like if I came to you and I said, I thought of an inappropriate thing, but let's not do that. If I came to you and I said, hey, I'm going to this new Nigerian restaurant. Would you want to like go with me? You might say, why don't you go and report back in? Why don't you go, there's this new movie out on flowers, and it's called Tears of a Flower. And would you want to, you know, would you want to like maybe possibly go and watch it with me? Why don't you go watch Tears of a Flower and let me know how it is. Let me know how it is. And so I'm here to tell you that there is an energy that creates the, I'll watch what you do. Okay. There's an energy that creates that. Not 100% of it, but if you're getting it consistently, it's your energy. It's your energy. And so when I went to people, I said, hey, listen, I'm going to do it with or without you. I'd love to do it with you. If you're open to it, great. If not, no big deal. See, that's not a, people didn't say ever, ever, never, never, not one time did someone say, well, I'll see how you do. Because I was energetically coming across as I'm going to crush this mother. I'm going to burn this thing to the ground. I'm going to explode this thing. I'm going to kill it. That was my energy. And so people maybe, you know, plenty of people told me no, but nobody said, I'll watch how you do with it, young buck. I'll watch how you do with it, kid. And I'll scoot along, scat. No one ever did that because I didn't carry that energy. Okay. Now let's analyze this first part of this. Since I don't have any large checks or anything. So let me tell you the reality, at least how people should be operating if they do have large checks. Okay. So I remember I was at Blue Martini, Naples, Florida. Haven't been there in a long time, but used to go there all the time. And so I'm at Blue Martini, Naples, Florida, and I walk up to the bar. I think back then I was still drinking a lot of tequila. and so I probably went up to the bar and got some tequila. And a guy next to me, I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? You having a good time? He's like, yeah, man, it's so good. What do you do around here? I'm in finance. Oh, that's so cool. You know, I work with a lot of people in finance. Well, hey, I'm here with a crew. I'm chatting with them, but man, I'd love to connect with you at some point. We should, you know, catch up, see if what I'm doing matches what you're doing, et cetera, and so forth. Awesome. Grabbed his information. Okay. So next day I follow up with him. Hey, what is his name? I don't remember his name. Sorry, guy from Blue Martini, if you're on here, but don't remember his name, but I followed up the next day and I'm like, hey, it was so cool seeing you at Blue Martini. Wasn't that a blast? It got crazy, didn't it? It sure did. Awesome. Yay. Remember I talked to you about, you know, I happen to work with a lot of different finance people and, you know, I got this thing and, you know, it's something that I do on the side, bring in extra money and connects me to people that I otherwise wouldn't be connected to. You know, I got a brief video that does a good job of going over it. And, you know, if that's something you're open to take a look at, I can send it to you. And if not, totally cool. Still nice meeting you. Yeah, man, I'll take a look at it. All right, cool. And so here it is. Boom. Send them the video. Follow up. Wow, this is actually pretty neat. And you say you meet a lot of people through it. I meet a ton of people through it. Ton. I've made so many friends. I've met a whole lot of new people. And I make extra money on the side. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, man, let's do it. Okay, cool. Sign them up. Hey, by the way, we got this event in Tampa. You should totally come up. And it's going to be amazing. It's a 3-day event. And it's going to be super cool. Lots of people there. Bring your business cards. Let's make it happen. All right, sweet. Got a ticket. he comes to the event and I don't, you know, so he signed up, he comes to the event and I'm at the event and I, you know, I haven't seen him, right? Day two, he comes up to me. He's like, dude. I'm like, hey, what's happening, man? My blue martini friend, how are you? He's like, dude, you're like the man. They gave you a car. They just gave you a BMW 7 Series. They got cardboard cutouts of you. You're like the man. Why didn't you tell me that? You know what my answer was? I said, because you couldn't tell people that. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, if I went around flaunting that I was the man, then I'm doing things in a non-duplicatable way. If I flash my check, well, you can't flash your check. So I may entice you through my, you know, non-duplicatable efforts. I may entice you to join, but I will not entice you to duplicate. So that's why I didn't tell him one damn thing about my credentials. Your credentials. Keep in mind, any credential you share, hey, I'm making $10,000 a month, or hey, I'm a Crown Ambassador. Any credential you share in the prospecting process is something they cannot say. Whatever you use, you tell them how much you're making, you tell them what rank you're at, you tell them when you go to the event, they lower you from the ceiling with doves and smoke, and it's amazing. They fly around Peter Pan style the whole time, right? They can't say that to their prospects. So you're now non-duplicatable. And so, Kelly, I hope that helps you out. The simpler you keep this, now have posture. You're going to crush this thing no matter what. You need to have that energy because that's what's attractive. Timidness is not attractive in this business. Hey, I'm pretty sure I think I might just build a business and stuff. And, you know, I'm really going to try hard at least. That doesn't work. People are like, no thanks. Nah, nope. See you later. Good luck. Okay. I'll just see what you do. Bye. Bye. That doesn't work. That doesn't attract people, doesn't turn them on, doesn't get them excited to work with you. But the hype of here's, you know, you rolling up in the stunner shades and, you know, and spilling money and jewels out of your pocket, right? That doesn't work because they can't do that.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.